Casey Kasem. Were you talking about me, Sean?
No, I wasn't, Casey.
Right. No, come on. Casey has a birthday, right?
Yeah, happy birthday to Casey.
We all know Casey from his
Top 42
or
whatever.
Yeah, Top 40 thing. Mm. I used to love Casey. Did you ever listen to some of the letters he reads?
Oh, yes.
I love Casey.
Oh, yeah.
Very touching. From the heart.
Yes. I'm Casey Kasem. I'm America's Top 40. In fact, here's one of my favorite Casey letters ever. I'll see if I can remember it, okay? Because I remember this one being on. Dear Casey, I, like you, am a famous DJ. I want to send a long-distance dedication to a very, very long distance. Heaven, I want this dedication to go to my idol, Liberace. No one could play with your piano or their organ like Liberace. Many people, Casey, don't know Liberace loved to play with his organ. Most people don't even know Liberace had a big organ, but he did have a great big organ. I only wish, Casey, that I could play with Liberace's organ myself. Once again, I'm a DJ. Signed, Jim. One of my favorite Casey letters of all time.
That wasn't me. Is there a last name on there?
Signed, Jim T. P.
That wasn't me.
I had a favorite position that I used to dream about being in Liberace with. Casey, could you please play Head Over Heels from Tears for Fears? Casey, P.S. Keep your ass in the air and your hands on your ankles. Well, Jim, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. I'm Casey Kasem, America's Top 40. My favorite Casey letter of all time. Oh, my goodness. It is the morning disaster. Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
How are you today?
A little bronchitis.
Well, you are something else. Second day in, she's got bronchitis. Like, hospitalized, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Second day into the show, she is hospitalized for bronchitis. Now
yeah, I'm home now.
This is after yesterday's show.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to go back. I wanted to start with this, goodness sake. Late in yesterday's show, we ended with Nikki's SBD.
My what?
Hold on. Nikki's SBD windbreaking. To end.
What is SBD?
Well, Silent but Deadly. I'm trying to be, listen, I'm trying to be as polite as possible when I bring this up.
Mm-hmm. You have to now.
Yes, her SBD windbreaking on her date. So,
she says he didn't notice, so.
Yeah, but the guy says, he's being polite.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
He's hoping to get some more, if you know what I mean, sir.
Thank you, little Noid.
Anytime.
So he's, in other words, he's being polite, Nikki, not saying he didn't realize it, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He wants to visit the location again, if you know what I mean, sir.
Shut up, Noid.
Yes. Yeah, shut up, little Noid. What's wrong with you? He wants to visit again, so he's not making a big deal about it, sir.
Well, that's wonderful to hear that, little Noid. So, yeah, poor Nikki, of course, yesterday's show ended with her SBD bomb as she got out of the car. Of course, if it's SBD, then you can't even tell it's a bomb because, you know.
Right.
You can't not hearing anything.
No.
It's not like she's getting out of the car and, you know.
Uh-uh.
She's getting out like, did that didn't bring on your
bronchitis, did it?
I'm sure it did not.
Like she's sitting around the house going, oh, God. You know, and you, I don't know, some kind of recollection of what was going on. And, you know, you're somehow bringing it up again. I don't know.
No.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to get out of the hospital before the show started today. I mean, my goodness. It's terrible. Yeah. Hey, let me say this. Show is brought to you by Twisted Deli. Twisted Deli on South Grand. I don't know if you saw it yesterday.
The cinnamon rolls.
Oh, my God. I put up a picture of their cinnamon rolls. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
No, they look delicious.
Anybody who follows me on Facebook, you saw, or anybody who's on the Morning Disaster page on Facebook, you saw the Twisted Deli cinnamon rolls that look fantastic. I'm telling you, I got to get over to Twisted Deli. I've got to get over there.
Yeah, you do.
Got to see these cinnamon rolls. we got to do like giveaways.
They look delicious.
We got to do like giveaways, you know. I have to have the guys go there and get a basket or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll give away one. The other ones, oh, I don't know what happened. We had them in a basket. We were going to give them away. Now we just got one to give away. I don't know what happened. goodness gracious. So when did you get your, when did you start getting your
bronchitis?
Bronchitis, yeah.
I don't know. It was about 10 o'clock last night. All of a sudden I couldn't breathe.
So you were doing nothing, in other words, and it just started off.
Right. And I waited like 3 hours.
Oh my God!
And it just kept getting worse and worse. And
oh, your lungs, goodness gracious!
I know.
Your lungs just filled up.
I guess I don't know.
Oh, it sounds terrible.
They filled up like a balloon, sir.
And all that other stuff, and I still felt just as bad.
They filled up like her anus before the silent but deadly, if you know what I mean.
That's enough.
Little Noid, stop it.
Sorry, sir.
This is terrible. What is wrong with you? Sharing such horrible things. Poor Nikki. Poor Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
Already going through so much and then having to put up with your statements like that.
I mean, smart mouth.
Yeah, this is terrible. What a terrible, terrible, terrible thing to do. You know, I've already realized what a pain in the butt that my eyeglasses are when we're doing this show.
What?
Well, when we do the show on Facebook Live, you know, I did the beginning of the show on Facebook Live. And I realize what a pain in the ass my eyeglasses are.
Why?
Well, because my vision is so bad that I don't need the glasses to do the normal show.
Right.
But if I'm going to read from this, I'm going to read the computer that I have to my left. All right. Because I have like four computers in front of me. I look at all four of them. But if I have a computer that goes to my left, and if I use that computer, well, then what happens?
You can't read anything.
Like, yeah, I can't read the computer to the left, so I have to take off my. I have to put my glasses on to read it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't just leave them on because there's other computers that I can't see. You know, if I leave, oh my God, I'm a mess.
You need bifocals.
Yeah, I do. That's what I need.
What I have.
I need to get a bigger monitor. You know?
That's not what I would say.
I need bigger font. I need gigantic font that goes right in front of my face.
Mm-hmm. I can teleprompter.
Oh, I hear a Gully. Hey, Gully.
Hi.
Yeah, I need
Hello.
I need gigantic, huge font.
Old person font.
Yeah, old people font. Because I'm an old person.
Getting on now, right?
Yeah. It really is. I need to just admit it. I'm an old, old man. Instead of living this lie.
Pensioner.
I'm living a lie, everyone, that I'm in my 30s. And it is a lie.
I'm still technically in my 30s.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. The Lord has forsaken me with good hair and, you know, young looks. But I'm an old, old man. I really am. Oh, my goodness. So, hey, I want to get a couple of things in, all right? And this is, I want to start with this because this is the craziest thing. I don't know if you guys have seen this or, but there's a new survey that, and this is crazy, that finds that 6% of people, all right, 6% of people prefer to sext, all right, than actually have sex.
Hmm.
Probably quicker.
But sexting, I mean, come on. Sexting.
A lot less effort.
Yeah, but exactly. People prefer to sext rather than have sex?
I hate sexting.
Yes. They say they feel more confident. They feel more attractive. And they get more satisfaction out of sending nude photos and dirty texts than the old-fashioned sex.
Hmm.
Am I in the wrong era, or what's going on? Sex.
Well, it happens.
Let me tell you something, Nikki. Who in the world would sext? I don't get it.
I have.
I know lots of people that do.
You guys have sexted.
Yeah, I have.
I have never sexted in my life. Ever.
But it was on the lead up to actually getting sex, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, like this is instead of sex. You sexed.
That's just silly.
Instead of actually having sex, you would rather sexed. Who does that? And you said nude photos?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how do you trust that? I have been married.
You're going to trust the person to have sex with them.
Well, yeah, but if you have sex, listen. I've been married.
Hey, as long as your head is not involved in the photo, it doesn't matter.
So you're saying
it could be anybody.
That's the dumbest thing I've heard.
So titties and vagina are okay, but face, no.
Yeah, but no face.
No.
No face.
I don't get it. I honestly don't get this. How in the world do you... I've been with my wife since 1990. She has never, ever sent me a nude photo over the phone.
She knows better.
And she's got a hell of a body. I mean, nobody would... Listen, no one should ever sext this body because that's disgusting. My body is horrible. It really is. It's a travesty, you know. No one wants to see this, you know.
Absolutely, sir.
No one wants to see this thing. So you can understand me not sexting, right? But people sexting rather than having actual sex?
What if it's somebody that's like far away that you like?
So you think sexting is keeping long-distance relationships together?
Yeah.
You know, maybe that would have kept my wife and I. You know, when we first got together, it was right before I moved from Texas back to Illinois.
Can I just state the obvious and obviously say it bluntly like I always do? You can't fuck a phone.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Colleen. I mean, that's the obvious, yeah. But I'm
saying, the most important thing.
But I'm saying, Nikki is saying that there are people out there that are in long-distance relationships, and the only reason they're in those long-distance relationships is because they're able to sext.
Keep the love alive.
Yeah, the sexting is somehow keeping the love alive.
Suppose you could rub your balls on your phone if you must.
I don't get it. I honestly don't Listen, as I said, my wife has never sent me a naked photo. I think it's because she doesn't trust... she still doesn't trust me. She secretly is not trustworthy. Or, I'm sorry, doesn't think I'm trustworthy. She thinks I'll share it with someone.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel that that's what's going on. Which, by the way, why would you be married to me all of these years if you know? We've been married since, what, 92? Of which I got to stop that. I've been told I've got to stop that. Did I tell you that story? It was my wife's birthday this week. She's like, you have to stop saying how long we've been together. I'm like, what?
Oh, dear.
She goes, people are going to figure out my age. I cannot have this happening.
You'd be in trouble.
Yeah. So I can't say how long we've been together. 26 years. I can't say how long we've been together, everyone.
You best find a sex buddy. If you can't keep this up, right, you won't get any.
Because I'm telling you, at some point, people are going to start doing, you know, addition, math, mm-hmm. and figure out just how old we are. Oh, my God. My wife was so mad when I said on this show how old I was.
Oh, dear.
She was really angry. She was very, very angry when I revealed my age on this program. So I'm going to stop doing that. But
my other half doesn't listen to anything I do.
I'm telling you, I'm old. I'm really old. Well, let me see. I've got the survey also found 27% of people. This is amazing. 27% of people have accidentally sexted the wrong person.
Oops. Imagine that, though.
That includes 11% who've accidentally sent a nude photo to a coworker. And by the way, I don't believe that one. I think they meant
accidentally do that.
Because I think you accidentally meant to send it to that person. That's what I think. Like you meant to send it to... Oh, I accidentally sent you this perfect picture of my titties. I think they're up to no good, but that's what it
says. Imagine this for a second. You're sitting there and you're on like Facebook or whatever, and then you go, and then up comes a penis.
Yeah.
That's just going to ruin your day.
Absolutely. Oh, let me see. I've got this. I've got this text from Gully. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness.
Imagine you send it to your mom.
That's a penis. Well, it's interesting you say that, Gully, because 5% of people who have sexted have accidentally sent a sext to their parents.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And 33% of people who have sexted save their inappropriate photos and texts on their phone.
Of course.
And 1 out of 4 of them have had someone accidentally see it because of...
Accidentally in my ass.
Yeah. Because of their saving it. It's accidentally been seen.
These are the same people who end up having sex on trains.
Listen, I'm telling you... that these are people who I don't know what they do for a living, you know. They must have some kind of job that allows them. I mean, I don't even know what kind of job you would have.
I don't think it really matters if you have a job or not.
Well, if you're sending sexed photos to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're young, you obviously, like I would, my daughter wants to get into politics, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if she ever sexted, oh my God.
That's it.
There isn't a lot I would be mad at my daughter, but I would be mad at my daughter for, I'd go, what are you doing? You're throwing your life away.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be sexting. Might as well write a sign that says, hello, I want to do something else for a living. You can't.
Just don't put her head on it.
Yeah, you can't be throwing out photos.
As long as she keeps her head off of it.
Oh, for goodness sakes, you with the head.
No identifying marks.
You with the head.
She's obsessed with head.
Yeah. You're really obsessed with head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. If you'd rather sexed than have sex, you have huge issues.
Definitely.
I got to tell you, you can't be sending nude photos.
Thank God for Zoom.
I think Nikki's sort of having fond memories. Have you sexted a lot, Nikki?
Good points in my life.
Yeah, listen to her. You could tell she's reflecting positively on some of those times.
You could Google Nikki's vagina and you're bound to find a picture of it. It'll
show. I doubt it.
It'll show up. Nikki's.
Not very likely.
Sir, I believe she goes right to pictures of the anus.
Oh, God.
When she does her sexting. Oh, yes. Nice picture of that Botox anus.
The Botox anus was, I thought, Nikki, you said that there was no Botoxing of the anus, right? On yesterday? No Botox?
Yeah.
Because it relaxes the muscle.
Right.
You know. You don't want to have the anus flying right.
I want a floppy sphincter.
Yeah.
Oh, forgive me. I thought it tightened it. Oh, well. I scrap that, sirs.
All right, thank you, little Noid. So there you go. People would rather sexed than have sex. That's the first statistic I bring up today. I can't believe that.
Is that just America? Because, yeah, I'd expect it.
What do you mean? What do you mean you got to expect it in America?
You're all filthy.
We're not filthy.
You are.
I blame the Europeans. This sounds like something that is European.
It's not to do with me.
Yeah.
We're too prudish. We're English.
The damn Europeans have done this. I blame the refugees. You know, I will say this. The Muslims, they're the one group that isn't sexting. Thank you, Muslims. Thank you. Thank you. God love all of you. Thank you for not sexting. There's a lot of things you could worry about Muslims for and everything. The one thing you can't worry about, they're not sexting.
You don't know that.
No, they're not. Good Lord. It's unbelievable. Anyway, so there you go. Hey, listen, Facebook Live, I'm going to hang up on you now, all right? The show's going to keep going. We've got another half hour show that we're doing. And it's going to be on Disaster Radio. Oh, no, I'm sorry. MorningDisaster.net. MorningDisaster.net. You can go there and listen to the live stream. Or if you just have the TuneIn Radio app, just click on your TuneIn Radio app on Morning Disaster Network, and you can listen to us the rest of the way. And if you're listening later, you're watching this video later, just go to MorningDisaster.net and download today's podcast, the podcast from today. December 6th, 2016. All right? Just download the rest of the podcast. Today's show brought to you by Twisted Deli. I'm gonna end the Facebook live feed, and then we're going to finish up the show audio only. All right? We have a lot of other things to talk about, including stupid news, so I'm going to get to that. So thank you, everybody, and so long. All right, I'm ending the live Facebook Live feed. But, you know, I'm talking about this. It is, it's troubling. I mean, it is troubling that these people are sexting.
I think teens do it a lot.
It's got to be teens, right?
With emojis. I can't find anything emoji sexual in any way. It's just, it's like, might as well write it in crayon. Disgusting.
So you have a problem with that or not a problem with that?
If someone was to send me a suggestive emoji, that would piss me off. I'd be like,
oh, okay.
Couldn't you just write cock or something? I don't know.
So you're saying you don't like the sexting emojis?
No, I just find it immature and stupid.
Well, because it's always with like there's no penis. There's just like a giant piece of fruit, you know.
It's an aubergine.
Yeah, an aubergine.
Or a sausage.
Yeah. Oh my goodness! God, I had to burp all morning, and I couldn't burp because we were on Facebook Live. You know,
keeping up appearances.
Oh God, it is troubling that there are people that have that much sexting. You know, right? I mean,
it's not me anyway. I can tell you that.
That is troubling that there's that much going on. Oh my God. I mean, who wants to, you know?
You can't do it when you live with someone. Because I could start sexting my girlfriend now, but she's in the other room and she'd be like...
Well, yeah, right? You'd be having sex.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that there are people in this country who would sext the other room. They're that lazy. They'd rather do sexting than sex.
That's ridiculous.
It is. I mean, it is ridiculous. I mean, with this body, listen, my body is best in a room with no lights on. You know, I mean, I'll admit that. So it's not like I would send a picture of me naked or something. I'd send it. Well, I mean, you know, I would send a picture of, you know, just total darkness. I don't get it. Let's see. I do have a couple things I want to get out, including where is the best and worst places to live if you're single. All right.
I know I'm not living in the right one.
If you were single, all right, living in America, all right,
mm-hmm.
And you want to live in the best state. So if you're like a young person and you're listening to this, all right, you're a young person, you're listening to this show and you want to move to one of the best cities in America to get laid, all right?
Can I take a guess?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I'd love to have you guess.
Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas is not.
Really?
It is not.
It used to be.
Not on the list. Yeah, I think at one point it was, but it's not in the top. Not in the top five anymore.
I can guess.
Guess one. Go ahead.
So if you're gay, San Francisco will probably be pretty cool.
Well, even if you're straight, San Francisco is pretty cool. It's the number one city in the United States to hook up with someone. San Francisco, wow. California, yeah.
Wow.
Gay, straight, none of it matters. That's best place in the United States to date.
And live.
Number two, this is not surprising, actually. I was there last year, or earlier this year, whatever I was there, I don't know. Orlando, Florida.
Really?
A lot of single people live in Orlando, Florida. And it's because of Disney World and, you know, all the different worlds and lands and, yeah.
Close to the beach.
Yeah, all those people working down there that are single.
Yeah, sir.
And they like to just hook up.
Key West.
I'm writing a list.
No. Well, the only two on it are San Francisco and Orlando.
That'll do.
Number three, Seattle, Washington.
Well, I wouldn't go there.
You don't want to go
sounds see depressing.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's for being single. It's great.
They got a lot of drugs there.
Well, I mean, come on. Not everything's perfect. I think grunge. Seattle seems young and hip, and I don't know. It just seems that way to me.
Do I have to have a nose piercing to get sex in Seattle?
No, I don't think you need a nose piercing.
Okay. Or a stripy jumper.
Number four, San Diego, California.
Now, that's where I want to go.
Yeah, San Diego's beautiful.
Perfect weather.
Yeah.
I'm perfect. Bhutan?
Ain't no sexting going on in San Diego. They got the real sex going on.
I should show.
And last but not least, number five, Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston.
Boston.
A lot of sex going on in Boston. Can you believe that?
It's not the best place you'd think.
Yeah.
And you notice none of them are near here.
Yeah.
Not even remotely close.
Well, here are... here's the rest of the top 10 cities, you know. Austin, Texas, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Miami, and Los Angeles.
And again, nowhere near here.
All right, the rest of the top 10 are Austin, Texas. So that's what Nikki predicted,
mm-hmm.
Which is very single. That's a good town there. Las Vegas, Phoenix. Which Phoenix, man, I'd love to live in Phoenix. I have visited there several times, and I just every time I go, I love it. I love it. Miami, which I've also visited. God, I had a chance to work in Miami, and I regret that one. Oh, man, a stupid of me. For having loyalty. Ugh. Fuck loyalty, everyone. Just remember that. Remember that, kids. Fuck loyalty.
Well, they won't be fucking anything there, Sexton.
And last but not least was Los Angeles. So those are like the top 10 cities for being single. Now, here's the worst.
They're all going to be in the Midwest.
Here's the worst cities. The single worst city in the United States to live, all right, are Brownsville, Texas. Brownsville, Texas is the single worst city in America.
Define single.
Yeah. Single worst city. If you are single, it's the worst city. Hialeah, Florida is two. Yonkers, New York is three. Port St. Lucie, Florida is four, and Pembroke Pines, Florida is five.
They're all probably retirement communities.
Yeah, it is. Well, of course, it's retirement communities, old communities, yeah.
Dusty vaginas.
Oh, God.
And by the way, if you just want to play the numbers games, this is a list of the cities with the most single people living in them, all right? Detroit, Rochester, New York.
The least.
No. These are the cities that have the most single people per capita living in them.
Really?
Yeah. So it's Detroit, Rochester, New York, Atlanta, Cleveland, and Jackson, Mississippi.
Huh.
Yeah. How about that?
Wow.
So according to the numbers, I mean, those are the places that you should be able to go and you know, hook up with somebody. Which is, you know.
I need to move.
Why do you need to move?
Because I am doing something and still not married.
I know this one, sir. It's because she farts in cars when she's being dropped off by gentlemen suitors.
Little Noid, could you please leave the art fay? Goodness gracious. I mean, my heavens. So, Nikki, you say you need to move. You need to move.
Yeah.
There's just not enough single people. Is that what it is? There's not enough single people here?
Yeah. Hmm.
Just not enough penis.
She needs to move somewhere. She needs to move somewhere that has more single penis.
Higher penis percentage.
Hey, have you ever, like, dated a guy and then, like, found out later that he's married or anything?
Mm-mm.
So you know before, you know.
Yeah.
So there's not that going on. I'm trying
nope.
to figure out what's going on that's, you know, driving you. That wants to drive you away.
I think it's the fact no one's driving her that's driving her away.
No, she's... I don't know if you didn't hear yesterday's show, but...
No, I was recording.
Oh, yeah. She's been... yeah, she's been getting it on. Let's get it on. Right, Phil. Nikki?
Mm. Like twice.
Let's get it on.
She's been banging some guy lately.
No sexting and loud.
Yeah, but then she dropped an SBD. We won't talk about that.
Oh.
We're just leaving the car.
Passion killer.
No amount of dirty pictures can solve that.
Nope.
One can send an entire slate of dirty photos on the internet and still not to cure the SBD problem.
Well, no, now there was no problem. The guy, he still says he didn't smell it, right?
Right.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Try not to eat such gassy foods when you see him next.
I don't think she was trying to do it.
Stay away from beans. Just came out of nowhere.
No, she didn't eat beans, Gully.
It certainly come out of somewhere.
Were you guys coming home from eating, Nikki?
Yes.
What did you eat?
Fettuccine.
Oh.
Fettuccine?
That's a gas master.
Oh, my.
Alfredo.
Oh, my. Well, now I know the true problem. Now I know what happened.
Thank you, Little Noid.
Well, sir, it's the pasta. You just can't eat pasta and expect to not have a little flatulence. I mean, that's just a fart generator, sir. You're just begging. You're begging to be farting if you're having pasta.
I don't think that's necessarily true. I've never heard that before.
Absolutely not. It's usually vegetables.
Yeah.
I can't imagine having sex after pasta because it's such a heavy meal. You'd need to lie down, but there'd be no sex.
We didn't have sex on pasta.
Yeah. She had sex before the pasta.
There was no sex that night.
Just pasta.
Did you determine you weren't going to have sex before you had the pasta or after you had the pasta and the farts?
Before.
Well, so you knew before that you weren't going to,
Right.
Well, that's how you decide to have it.
Pasta or penis?
But if the guy would have said, hey, let's go eat something else, maybe you would have had it?
So what do you mean?
Well, I'd hate to think that his, like, food choice.
No, absolutely not.
Oh. Caused you to not have sex, you know.
It was my decision.
I gotta tell you, there's very little foods that would cause me to not have sex. You know.
I would delay the pasta to have sex first.
Yeah.
I have sex after I've had chili.
Oh, chili, yeah. Oh, God, yeah, I don't want, ew.
there's a possibility you could shit yourself. Or is that just me?
Yeah, that's just you. I believe that's you, Golly.
Well, chili can sometimes make me get diarrhea quickly. Very quickly. In strange places.
God.
You think you're going to fart and then your pants are brown.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's something that goes on.
It's called a shart.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, it's on that.
Yeah, I would think that some kind, some form of chili would not be, you know.
No.
Oh.
Or beans.
Could you imagine performing cunnilingus or some type of oral sex after?
Oh, good God.
Never let your partner eat crab sticks before cunnilingus. Just a tip.
I don't even want to know why.
Well, if after a couple of hours after eating crab sticks, you get a lingering taste or smell.
So that's your fear?
Yeah, I don't want to
taste
crab.
The lingering taste. Oh, yeah, my God.
Shellfish on the vaginas.
Well, yeah, you don't want that.
No.
Although I will say, like, Red Lobster's not very conducive to doing anything, you know.
It's like pasta?
Like my wife for her birthday the other day. What's her birthday? We're like, what do you want? She goes, let's go to Red Lobster. And I said, okay, because that means now my wife and my kid, you know, we're all going to go to Red Lobster and eat. But I knew, it's like, well, okay, we're not going to, you know. We're definitely not going to have any sex after the Red Lobster, you know. Right?
Why is that?
Well, you just because it's Red Lobster. You know, you eat up on the shellfish and those stupid rolls.
I don't know. I don't eat at Red Lobster. I'm allergic.
Yeah, they have these rolls that are really good.
Oh, those rolls are to die for, sirs. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Little Noid.
I don't think you could have a curry before sex. Either.
No, curry. We don't eat. Thank God. In the United States, we don't eat a lot of curry like you Europeans.
It's bad for the bowel.
Well, you guys love that curry.
Yeah.
Except the people from India. God damn it.
Where I live, it smells like curry all the time.
Oh, it's like, give it a freaking break, man. The people from India, that's all they eat is curry.
It's nice every so often, but
it's a spice, and it smells so spicy. It overtakes everything.
I could imagine that would make your jizz taste like curry.
I'm serious. I don't. It's like that's the only thing that they eat. It doesn't matter what kind of cologne they wear. All you smell is curry. Mm. It doesn't matter how clean they are. Like if they're freshly bathed or something. It smells like curry. All their clothing, you know that they wash their clothes. I know they wash their clothes. But it smells like curry. And I'm just saying this from, like, there's a lot of kids in Springfield that go to college, and they're from India. And so they all live at certain apartments in town, right? And if you're an Uber driver and you give them a ride, they all smell like curry. Mm. I mean, every last one of them.
They're out looking for pussy.
No. Yeah, even the guys that were looking, hey, man, we wanted to see the good pussy. Even those guys smelled like curry.
It's going to limit the choices to Indians then, isn't it?
Yeah, I was like, hey, listen, guys, if you really want some advice on how to get some good pussy, or some good pussy. Let me give you one hint. Stop smelling like curry. I mean, I don't know how that's the spice that they just, there's so much of it.
It's like crack.
It's like, man, just lay off the curry and guess what? You might get laid. I mean, that's the craziest, that's the craziest thing.
That and chicken shops.
I don't get it. It's no matter. Is it like that in England too, Gully?
Well, most of the food that people consume around here, because I live in a predominantly Indian and Bangladeshi area, is it's chicken shops that where they sell chicken, like fried chicken, like KFC ripoff kind of thing going on, and chicken burgers and fries and stuff like that.
But do they smell like curry?
Some do, some don't. Most people have domesticated and don't.
I really. Tell you, these people in around here, they all smell like curry. It's unbelievable.
Get the hose pipe out.
Oh, my God. All right, let me get to – I want to get to a couple other things. Oh, yeah. The worst drivers and best drivers in the country, all right? A new study found that states with the best and worst drivers, based on things like accidents and DUIs, Utah and California have the worst drivers.
Okay.
Utah and California. A new study ranked all 50 states from the best drivers to the worst, based on things like total accidents, speeding tickets, DUI, citations, deaths, blah, blah, blah. And the 10 states with the worst drivers are... Oh, my goodness. Please forgive me. Utah, California, Virginia, Maine, Nebraska, South Carolina, North Dakota, Colorado, Washington, and Arizona.
Huh.
Those are the worst drivers. Now, here's the states with the best drivers, all right? Rhode Island. According to this, they drive really good in Rhode Island.
Oh, like 10 square miles of it?
I don't know. I don't know. It's where they drive the best. Number two, Florida. Oh, that's a misnomer because there's a bunch of people who just don't drive in Florida. So that's going to, raise the quotient right there. Number three, Mississippi. Number four, Michigan. I believe that. Number five, Nevada. Number six, Arkansas. Oh. Followed by South Dakota, then Illinois. Is it number eight? The best drivers are in Illinois. I believe that. We have good drivers in Illinois.
I've got one for the UK.
What is it for the UK, Gully?
This one will surprise you. It's the worst offenders for breaking the law, driving, speed limit, whatever, dangerous driving.
The worst drivers.
Worst offenders, yeah. And it's got in postcodes. So, like, London, where I live, is East London. So, the postcode starts E1. The first top 10 postcodes. So, the first eight are all in Glasgow, Scotland.
Really, everybody drives bad in Glasgow, Scotland.
Yeah, so never drive there.
Do a lot of people drive there?
Well, a lot of people have points on the license and have been arrested for breaking the law driving in Glasgow.
It's strange, though, because in Europe, and this is, I believe it's true, Gully, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Europe has really got down massive transport.
Yeah.
They have massive transit down. Way more than the United States.
Yeah, I use public transport all the time. I have no need to drive.
Do you even own a car?
Nope. I've never learned.
Yeah, that's what I mean. In Europe, and this is especially in England, I mean, I guess if you live out in the country or if you live somewhere, you'd have to drive. But seriously.
They don't teach you in school?
What is that?
You don't teach them in school?
Do they even teach it in school, Gully?
No.
Yeah. I'm serious. When it comes to – this is true. I mean, they don't – they travel through massive transit, I mean, in especially in England.
Well, I'll give you an example.
When you lived in Liverpool, the same way, right? You just travel, use mass transit.
Yeah, trains and buses.
Yeah.
If I travel from one side of London to the other, I get public transport, I get the tube. It's cheaper. It's quicker. So why else would they do it?
Yeah. And when you go across the, I mean, there's, you know, London or the UK is filled with a bunch of big cities and they're all connected. You know what I mean? It's just,
yeah,
they, people don't drive. I know this is strange for us in the United States. They just don't drive.
Yeah, I get a train that takes 2 hours and 15 minutes to go to Liverpool from London and goes at 125 miles an hour. So yeah. I don't need to drive.
They don't even drive, Nikki. Look at that.
That's crazy.
Here in the United States, everybody drives, except if you live in like New York City, you know.
It's taught in school.
Yeah.
You have to take the class.
You have to drive. If you live in Springfield, Illinois, you have to drive. There's no other way to get around.
I've got an issue, right, that you might be able to help me with.
What is that?
I had a bad experience with Uber.
What was your bad experience?
So we went Christmas shopping on Sunday evening.
Right.
And I rang an Uber, and the guy parked about 15, 16 minutes away. So we had to walk up to go and see him. It was literally all the way down the road.
Really?
So I went to the guy, said, you meant to meet us up there. That's where the GPS said we were. You should have come there. And he looked at me and gave me a funny look. And I think, oh, well, I'll just get in. So as I went to open the door, he kept his doors locked. And then as I went to open again, he literally sped off, nearly taking my hand off and shooting down the road. I was standing in the middle of the street swearing at the top of my voice.
Well, you've got to, you know.
I have.
Did he acknowledge that he was your driver?
Well, he acknowledged enough to drive away at about 70 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to report him.
I did.
And that's what you got to do. Good Lord. Yeah.
Give an Uber a bad name.
Well, yeah. So did you get another driver?
No, I ended up getting a bus. I was standing there with old presents. I'm thinking, oh, fuck that guy.
I'm just going to take a bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. They all take mass transit. It's okay. Mass transit's fine in England.
Yeah, it's okay. You do it.
No, we don't have that here.
We don't even have it. Like, if I wanted to take, if I had a regular job that I had to go to every day, and I wanted to take a bus in Chatham, forget it. I couldn't take a bus. It's impossible. There is no buses in Chatham.
I'd be screwed if I come over there.
Yeah, I'm serious. You have to drive. I would have to drive. And I do. I mean, when I work and I go places, I have to drive. Nikki lives in the city of Springfield, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you live, I mean, you're not downtown, but you're pretty close, right, Nick?
I'm about 2 or 3 blocks from downtown.
Yeah, I mean, she lives in the heart of Springfield. And I lived in the suburbs, you know, so you could sort of understand maybe the suburbs driving. But where Nikki lives is no excuse to need a car. There should be buses and trains, everything, but they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's available.
If you drive into central London, you pay a charge of around $10 every time you go into central London.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah, just to park is expensive. Like, well, I will say I did. My cousin lived in downtown Chicago. And one of the reasons he left is he's like, God, you know, I got a car and I got to pay for parking and I got, you know. And he said once he got a kid, he had to be able to drive. And it just became so expensive. So he said, screw it. And he moved to the suburbs, you know. But when he took cabs and the trains and all that stuff, he was fine. But that's Chicago. Anywhere else in the United States, a lot of the people live in small towns, and you've got to drive to go anywhere.
That's not even a charge for parking. That's a congestion charge. That's for going into the zone and driving through it.
Yeah. Really? You just got to pay $10 to do that in London?
At certain times. Not on the Sunday and evenings, but during the day when it's busy, you have to pay a
congestion. So it's not even worth it. It's just not even to own a car.
No. Not really, but
What's it cost to like you live in East London? If you're gonna take the bus or the tube into London, what's it cost?
If you get on a bus and it's going your way, you pay a flat rate of about £1.30, which is about $2.
And that gets you everywhere.
it get that. That's just for one bus journey. If your bus goes where you're going, you only pay the one set fare.
Wow. See? Yeah, they got mass transit down there in Europe. That's why gas is so expensive, because nobody drives.
Exactly.
What's a gallon of gas cost there?
I think it's gone up. Let me check.
So you don't even know what it costs off the top of your head.
No.
Yeah, here in the United States, everything is gas. It's crazy. Gully doesn't even know the cost of a gallon of gas.
Because I don't use it.
That's what I mean.
I wouldn't know how to use a pump.
The majority of people, they don't even drive. I'm serious, they don't drive in London. Which is astonishing for those of us in the United States to know.
Mm-hmm.
He has no idea what a gallon of gas is. What Nikki, what's a gallon of gas in Springfield?
It's 2.01 this morning.
She knows right off the top of her head.
1.97.
Yeah. Right off the top of her head. Boom. $1.97 to 2.01. That's what it cost.
I'm trying to change the conversion so we get the right price once.
It's crazy. The Gully still can't find it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Googled it. I don't know.
Yeah. It's insane.
$1.50 a liter.
Oh, that's for a liter? Oh, good Lord.
I don't know what that means.
It means not a gallon, I'll tell you that.
No, you get it cheap. Because you blow up countries to get it.
Well, we got it here.
A gallon.
We've got it here, Gully. So, you know, when it comes to oil. Let's see.
4 liters per gallon. 4.5 liters.
Yeah, so you're paying $1.50 for a liter. That's $6 a gallon.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy.
Get ripped off.
And last but not least, PewDiePie.
Oh, God, not that guy. I hate him.
Is number one on the annual Forbes list of the richest YouTubers.
Richest.
What the heck is a PewDiePie?
I really don't know what PewDiePie is. What I think is, I think he's a guy who talks over video games, right?
He does videos and he's got the most annoying voice.
Yeah.
Kind of voice where you want to punch him in the face.
And he talks like this. Isn't it real high pitched, right?
Yeah, really annoying. The kids love him, though.
I'm going to read the names of these people. Tell me if you know any of these people, all right?
Go on.
These are the richest YouTubers. So PewDiePie made $15 million last year.
He's European as well.
Roman Atwood. Yeah, these guys are all European, I believe. Roman Atwood is second. I have no idea who that is.
No, don't know that one.
I can't even tell you the name of this. Roman Atwood. I don't know what he is. I don't know what he does.
No, don't know.
Lily Singh.
Is
third. Smosh. Smosh. Smosh.
Nope.
By the way, if anyone knows any of these people, please message me. I don't know any of them.
Enlighten us, because I don't either.
Rosanna Pansino and Tyler Oakley. Actually, no, Tyler Oakley. And Tyler Oakley are in a tie for fifth place. Tyler Oakley, I know. He's a I can't even describe, but it's got to be horribly boring. He's a boring person.
I'd be boring for that much money.
He makes $6 million a year. Markiplier. All right, that's his name, Markiplier. And German Garmendia are in seventh. Nope. And Rhett and Link, all right, and Colleen Ballinger are tied at 9.
I have no idea who any of those people are.
I knew one guy on this list, and it's because my daughter knows him. And I don't even know how much she likes him. He's a guy who's the guy Tyler Oakley. He's a gay guy who I'm not sure what he does. I think he's done some interviews, and the rest is just I don't understand YouTube. I mean, I'll say it. I don't understand a single thing about freaking YouTube.
I watch YouTube all the time, but
those are the list of the highest paid. Yeah. Those are the highest paid users. I wish I knew how to figure it out, because I'd love to have a YouTube channel, but if I had a YouTube channel, I don't know what the hell I'd talk about.
It's expensive once you start getting into it, though.
I don't even know. I have no idea what I talk about on YouTube.
We could do this on YouTube.
That's what I mean. And if we did this, and if we did this on YouTube, we'd probably make a ton of money.
We'd probably get banned. It'd be my fault, too.
I don't understand it. I really have no clue when it comes to YouTube, but those are the highest paid YouTube people. All right. That makes it an hour, people. We should probably wrap it up. I know poor Nikki.
The siren is going off.
Hey, listen. I want to thank you, Nikki. I know that you were sick yesterday. You need to get some sleep today and be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, got to get normal. Gully, we always love when you call in. I hope you can do it again tomorrow.
I have a show to do tomorrow.
Oh, so look at now he won't be helping us out.
I'll come in on Thursday, and on Friday I've got YouTube. Right.
So anyway, listen, we thank you guys, and everybody who listened. By the way, the listening numbers yesterday were phenomenal, and I want to thank everybody for checking it out yesterday, and everybody who checked it out today. It is morningdisaster.net on every single day. On the internet. Every single day. Well, Monday through Thursday, you know. I mean, let's not go crazy. But listen, it is. The numbers are big, and I want to thank everybody for that. All right? We have retooled the show, and we're just trying to make it better. We're back again tomorrow with all kinds of new stuff, including people who groom their hair. Down there.
That was great.
Are more likely to have an STD.
Nice. I don't know.
That's one of the things we will be doing tomorrow.
Fucking tired people.
The people who groom their pubic hair, how much more likely they are to have an STD. So you definitely have to tune in for that. All right? That wraps up today's show. Gully, thank you. Nikki, thank you so much, sweetie. Get some sleep today, all right? I need you back tomorrow.
Okay.
And you were great today. You were great today. I feel so bad that I know you're in the hospital. All right, you guys. Take care. That wraps up today's show. Bye. That wraps it up today. We'll talk to you guys again tomorrow.